This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about human trafficking curriculum and a program from the Mercy Foundation. Marion Pearson is the violence prevention specialist. This is how well I can talk after 3 hours of sleep with election night. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, a shift. We've got a fresh story up here at noon about your event on Friday night. Let's just define human trafficking, because I'm not sure everybody's always on the same page as to what that means.
Right. Well, there is a very lengthy legal definition, but in essence, it is the control, the recruitment of another human being by a trafficker, so a pimp, or could actually be an employer, through the use of force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of sex trafficking or labor trafficking.
And so it could be sex, could be labor, mm-hmm. could be both sometimes.
Could be both. Very often it's both.
And what is not under the definition of human trafficking?
Smuggling is not under. So we very often think that anybody that's coming over a border illegally or being brought into the country illegally is being trafficked, and that's just not the case. If a person is being brought over across a border and then let go once they get here, that's not trafficking. That is simply smuggling. But smuggling can be a gateway into trafficking.
So talk about the curriculum being involved in, I guess, maybe first of all, back up to where you guys were at a couple of years ago, how it all evolved, and kind of having a delay and a reset.
Yeah, we're really excited about this curriculum. It actually started way back in really early 2018, came to fruition in 2019. Zonta International and the Roseburg chapter of Zonta International, which is an organization that empowers women and has clubs in 62 countries, were offering a centennial grant. This grant was open to all kinds of different projects. The Zonta group here in Roseburg partnered with us, came to the task force and asked basically what we'd like to do, would we like to apply for this? And we did. We wanted to, because we needed to have prevention in our county. You cannot get in front of a crime without the prevention pieces. You cannot reduce it without prevention. Response is terrific. We have great response agencies here, but we needed to get in front of it. And this award from Zonta International really, really helped with that. So we applied for it back in 2019, and we were one of 62 groups across 18 countries that were awarded this grant, and we were very excited about it. Our goal was to put prevention curriculum in every single middle school and high school in Douglas County. It also allowed us to bring a survivor speaker to our county who presented her story at four separate high schools. And that was back in 2019. By 2020, we had a curriculum in place, and we were holding workshops for educators to learn how to use this curriculum and then apply it with their students. We did that in February of 2020. If you remember right, in March of 2020, COVID hit and pretty much shut down everything. So our second workshop was shut down. Schools were closed, and that kind of put a halt to what our efforts were. But as it turned out, it actually gave us a really unique opportunity to retool this curriculum to bring it up to date with the climate in our community, especially around a rural area where trafficking looks really different than it does in an urban area, and then update it for a lot of the online pieces where kids were really spending much, much more time considering the COVID regulations. And so here we are in 2022, a couple years later, with a full curriculum that really fits our community, and it has been distributed to every single middle school and high school in our county.
So human trafficking, given a pandemic, what was the impact of COVID on trafficking?
Well, we still saw quite a bit of trafficking happening. A lot of it went to online recruitment, where it's still, I mean, it was pretty big before, but certainly with more kids online, more young adults online, it was really, it increased. A lot more community connections, personal connections were occurring online, and therefore recruitment was occurring online. We also saw more trafficking with the pornography pieces that were being released online, webcam activity for those who are forced or coerced into doing this activity in order to benefit, you know, financially benefit or benefit someone else in another way.
So with all the sort of social distancing and all of that, did that make some young people more vulnerable to this?
You know, it actually did. We had a lot less eyes, especially on our youth, who very much are in the community, typically in the community. They're in school. There's eyes from teachers. There's eyes from counselors. There's community with sports. Coaches are watching kids, making sure kids are okay. Well, when kids are sequestered into their homes, sometimes with abusers, they are much more vulnerable. They're much more accessible to be exploited in these ways. And there's not a lot of people around to identify that and help them.
So you've made adjustments. You got it put back together. And you started piloting in, if I understand, Sutherland and Oakland this spring.
Yeah, we did. Sutherland and Oakland really stepped up and allowed us, invited us in fact, and allowed us to come in and pilot this curriculum, this very curriculum. And it was very well received by teachers. They spent the entire day with us, helping with the classes, helping with the kids and their understanding. And the kids really gave us some really amazing feedback. They were telling us that while the topic is really hard to hear, that it's disturbing, to say the least, just based on the topic, that they absolutely needed to hear it. And they were so grateful to have this information, especially in ways to respond to possible recruitment or ways to help a friend.
Do you feel like middle school, high school kids knew more of that was going on just in the circles that they were in and all the connections that young people make, or were they surprised with some of the information that your group presented?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think our youth are very savvy on the internet, and they are very aware that predatory behavior occurs on the internet. They are inundated with that information. We talk to them about it all the time. But this particular curriculum, which is really led by youth, it's other youth stories, real stories about kids who have been exploited in some way, shape, or form, that they can see how the predatory behavior can become a trafficking situation or some sort of other sextortion type in situation for them.
Does this oftentimes, when we talk about trafficking, involve moving a young person somewhere else, or can it happen right where they're living?
You know, it can happen both ways. I think because the name trafficking suggests that there is always movement, we think that someone's coming across a border or being hidden in a truck and being driven all over the place. And while sometimes that is absolutely true, we have had community members trafficked in other areas or disappear from here and being taken to other areas, that the majority of what we see in Douglas County, over 50% of our survivors have been trafficked by family members right here in our own community to members of our own community.
So they didn't even leave the town or the area they lived in?
No, they don't. They're right here in our own neighborhoods. They are shopping with us. They are walking up and down the sidewalks with us. They're in school with us, and they work with us.
How do we not notice that?
You know, it's one of those crimes that happens right in front of our face. And the signs aren't always super obvious. If you're not necessarily educated on what to look for and you're not looking for those nuances, it's really easy to miss. Sometimes we get really weird feelings off of somebody and we ignore it because we think it's us, when in fact it's our own intuition trying to tell us something that is wrong with a situation or wrong with something that we're seeing. And I think, you know, we're also still really want to mind our own business. We want to think the best of everybody. So we don't always recognize it. And, you know, and a lot of the problem is we also do not know how to respond. And we won't look for things, crimes in particular, we won't look for them if we're not sure how to respond or it's really scary. So in all of our education, we make sure that there is a response component, that we tell everybody, here's the numbers you can call, here's ways that you can respond, here's even apps that you can use. You don't even have to be directly involved. If you just see something, then say something. You can say it over an app, or you can say it over the phone, or you can say it over text. And we make sure everybody knows how to do that.
All right, more when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Marion Pearson from the Mercy Foundation, back in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow, out live at Aviva Health, the special veterans and their pets event happening out there. So we'll be doing the noon report in Inside Douglas County live from the parking lot of Aviva. Marion Pearson from the Mercy Foundation, violence prevention specialist, in with us now talking about curriculum available to not just a few, but all of the middle schools and high schools around. So does that mean that you or somebody from your group is the one that's presenting it, or do you work with the teachers, or is it some of both?
You know, this is actually a teacher-led curriculum. It's very simple. Everything's really on a PowerPoint. All of the notes are there, so teachers can absolutely teach it independently if they want to. If they would prefer to have myself or our advocate or both of us come in and teach within their classrooms, and this is why we were doing it in Oakland and Sutherland, this is exactly how we did it, then we are more than happy to provide that additional support. I love to go in and teach, so any opportunity to do so, and I'm all about it, and then I can take our advocate with us, and the kids can then meet her and know who would be responding if they had any issues.
So is this like a one-day thing, or an hour a day for a week, or how does it work?
It's a one-day thing. The curriculum is designed to take place within a 50-minute classroom period. It's all completely self-contained. The curriculum booklets that go to the teachers have all of the handouts. It has all the resources. It even has the tear-off numbers for the National Human Trafficking Hotline that kids can actually get involved, and they can post these numbers throughout their community if they want to. And it gives some hints on how to create their own projects if they want to get involved.
So the Zana Grant, I'm fascinated by it being a national level and so many people applying, and how did Little Roseburg get picked?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that we have a very forward-thinking group. We have great support from Zonta International, who really champions a lot of what we do, not just through this grant, but they recognized the task force back in 2017 with their Yellow Rose Day Award, and it really helped put us on the map, and they continue to support all of our efforts, and I think it was a really good partnership. I think it was really timely to address an issue that may not have been addressed, you know, in other areas. And because we were really looking for prevention and not response, I think that really put us on the map.
So you said Zonda's still involved in all this.
They absolutely are still involved with us, and they were instrumental in helping us get this curriculum out. We walked side by side, hand in hand with all of these things, with retooling the curriculum, with the distribution, the mailings. They've been writing the press releases. They organized this Friday event. They do all of the walk around legwork that, you know, I really just don't have time to do. And they are always there to support us. And not really just this, but every single event that we've done, Zonta members always show up to volunteer their time and their efforts.
We'll talk more about the event in a moment, but I'm curious, when you go to a school district or however that works, I mean, there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of things that they've got to do based on state mandates and state rules and all of that, and then somebody else comes along and wants to take an hour or two to bring in something else. What kind of response do you get from the school districts?
We are so lucky to have such amazing school districts here in our county. Just about every single school district has been open to this information. They want to know. They want to have a good understanding of what trafficking is. Anything that affects our kids, and especially their safety, their health and their safety, the school districts are really all about. Giving up one period during health class hasn't seemed to be an issue, at least so far. The schools that have already had the curriculum and those that are showing interest really just want us in there as quickly as we possibly can be.
So you have the event Friday night. Talk more about that.
Yeah, we have this really terrific event Friday night. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Roseburg Library. We're in the Ford Room. We will be debuting this curriculum. We'll be talking a little bit about it, showing little pieces of it. We will have examples of it while we're there. But we want our community members, especially our parents, to know exactly what their kids are learning. We're very transparent about that and want to be very upfront. So if parents have any questions or community members have any questions about this curriculum or trafficking in general, within Douglas County, we're going to present that information. So there'll be a summary of the curriculum, as I said. There'll also be some trafficking 101 information, so very basic what trafficking is, what it looks like specific to our county, including statistics. And then we have a special guest speaker. It is Myrtle Creek Police Department's Detective Kevin Taggart, and he's one of my training partners within this community, has been working with the task force for the past several years. He's going to do a presentation on sextortion and online predators.
And so as a two-hour, one-night event, and for parents, I know that when you get into subject matter like this, probably some are, you know, like, well, I'm not sure I want my kids to hear about this.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Parents can make the decision for their kids themselves. They know how their kids might react to this. They know if their kids might be triggered by this. And we certainly don't want to upset anybody and do the triggers. We will definitely have counselors in the room in case that happens. But we always suggest that just because we're really focused on sex trafficking, we're focusing on sextortion, sexting, those kinds of things, that children under the age of 12, unless they're pretty mature, children under the age of 12, it's parental discretion is it always advised for that. But, you know, when kids are exposed to pornography at the age of 8, technically at the age of 8, and the age of recruitment into trafficking is between 12 and 14 years old, the 12-year-olds on up really need to know this information.
And, you know, when you talk about this sextortion and things like that, you know, some of the things I've seen are kind of startling.
Very startling. We do have active cases of sextortion occurring in our county right now. We've been really lucky to be able to identify many of them, but we know that even though we can identify some of them and kids are coming forward, there's many who are not. They're too embarrassed or they're too ashamed or they're scared to come forward to say that these things have happened to them. But we want them to know, and we want their parents to know, that we are here to offer as much support to both of them, kids and parents alike, in any way possible, and to make sure that everybody gets the help that they need and everybody's healthy.
And with the online aspect, a lot of kids, and even if you're pretty tech smart, tech savvy, you think somebody's local, they're really somewhere else, or vice versa. It's really hard to know who you're talking to unless you already knew them before the conversation started.
Absolutely. It is so easy to hide online and pretend to be somebody else, and that's exactly how it happens. There's so many predators locally, nationally, internationally, who are posing as another youth that are the same age as our kids, or even young adults that are showing interest, showing love, making a connection to, especially to kids who feel disconnected or who want to have some sort of a love relationship, and they use that. And once they are able to get in there and earn that trust, then coercing them and manipulating them becomes easy.
People want to find out more about the event or what you're doing with the Mercy Foundation, and what's a good way to get connected?
Oh, there's several ways. My suggestion would be to check us out on Facebook. The task force has a really active Facebook page. Look us up there. It's the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. You can just search that and we'll pop right up.
All right. Marion Pearson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.